following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Get in the zone.
At AutoZone, you'll feel like a kid in a candy store. Except in this candy store, you'll find all the parts and advice needed to get your car running right. That's sweet. Sure, you can go to other parts stores, but that'd make you a sucker.
Right now, come into AutoZone for a new Duralast battery and get dependable power you can count on only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Jimmy sporting one of the multitudes of playoff paraphernalia. This is what I love about the show. You got all these things that you want to talk about, you kind of got planned out to talk about, and then 10 seconds before the show, I notice what you're wearing. It doesn't matter what school it's from. It doesn't matter what year it is. It doesn't matter what sport it is. How'd you come up with the saying? Everybody's got the saying. Either they saw it somewhere else, or they saw it in a book, or they saw it in a motivational, they saw it in a movie. This one is one team, one heart, one mission.
I think somebody else came up with that.
I'm not even saying you. I'm just saying, where did it come from?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure somebody stole it from someplace else, but it was good. We liked it, so we put it on our shirt and thought that's a great idea. Doug, there was nothing exciting that happened over the weekend in sports, was there? College football,
no,
anything?
Pretty quiet.
Yeah, just kind of.
How'd we do?
1-2.
Did somebody pick Auburn on the show?
Yes, you did.
Somebody pick Auburn? Did it matter? No, we lost or we won. Did we win? Oh, did Bush Cutter get us through this? How did I lose?
Bush on the tiebreaker.
Good Lord. Where did I? Oh, yeah, I got hosed on the Georgia Tech deal. Okay, so that was bad. But that, and then A&M, that was bad. Clemson lost, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad. Always take the cues. All right. Well, sorry, Wes. You lost on the tiebreaker. Man, we still stink.
Yeah, we're not doing a very good
job.
You were
4-6. I was 5-5, 6-4. So does that mean we got to give Bush Cutter credit?
Yeah, let's give Bush Cutter credit. Thank God he was on the show.
Even though they picked USC. God, I had UCLA and Auburn. I just picked too many upsets, apparently.
Yeah, we were. I kind of went
had
away.
Iowa State.
You know,
bang.
I went away from you a bunch of times just to, you know. Of course, you know how we – like you and I, it's a lot of fun to be on the show. If you and I pick the same exact 10.
And a tough, you know what, and it comes to an end. December, not your friend. The first losing week for Jimmy Langan all year long. You only gave me 3 picks, went 1-2, had Missouri, which was correct, lost on Clemson and Georgia Tech, and it is what it is. You got backdoored bad on that Georgia Tech game. Well, they have 20-0.
Yeah, but
blew it in overtime.
Yeah, their defense wasn't good enough. I mean, I watched them play, and I knew I was in trouble the whole time. But that's why they have halftime lines, Doug. Just in case you realize you've made a huge error. Because they can't. Georgia Tech had a lot of trouble stopping Georgia's running game.
Saturday, what a game! What a day of college football! And it, I think, for the folks in the state of Nebraska, since the statement came out from Sean Eichhorst late Friday morning, it allowed Nebraska people to kind of move on and do whatever else they wanted to do that weekend, not worry about being on their Twitter or their Facebook or all their social media all weekend long, waiting for something to come down in Lincoln. And that's where we're at right now. Tom Chattel is going to join us in the next segment from the Omaha World Herald towards the end of the show. Scott Steinbrook, Kearney boys basketball coach, because it's there. This is the hard time for me, Jimmy, because we've got that transition. You just keep moving along. There's always something going on in sports. But for us, we're just coming off state football. Last Tuesday night, we had a game. Okay, so then you got Wednesday, then you got the Thanksgiving, and then all of a sudden, okay, now let's get – no, it's here. It's here. Now, for some schools, they've been waiting for 3-4 weeks, depending on what you did. Maybe you don't even do a fall sport. Maybe, heck, you know, if you played golf or if you played softball, you know, those girls have been waiting a long time. Cross country, doesn't matter. If you made it, even if you made it to state, you've been waiting over a month to do something. So you're ready for competition. But if you went deep into the state volleyball tournament or football playoffs, it's a quick turnaround. So we'll see how that all, but the first games are coming up on Thursday, so we're going to jump into some basketball previews this week as well. We'll also be looking at how some of the colleges are doing and move on from there. We got the BCS. We get into the Husker talk. It's rehashing it for me, so are you happy on this Monday morning?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to the show. I don't know how you're going to run it. I mean, you know, I'm just kind of a co-host, but I think there's plenty to talk about with the Bo situation if that's all we want to talk about, or if we want to go with Alabama. You want to talk about the BCS and who's going to play in that, or if you want to talk about high school sports and who's going to be good in the area. I mean, there's so many things to talk about. You know, I'm just going to kind of sit back and co-host, but I'll try to do what I can. I got some information on some things that I'd share, but you know, with the Bo situation, it'd be interesting to see what some of our people thought of that. You know, and with Chattel, I know how he feels about it. I'm really glad he's on the show because I got some questions I'm going to ask him.
I'm not going to let you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to jump in there anyway.
I'm not going to let
you.
It'll be fun. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can tweet us at ESPN, 1460-1550, and, of course, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's where Kelly chimes in. As of this weekend, I was on the fence about Bo Pelini being our coach until I saw something so vile and disgusting this weekend that changed my mind. That disgusting thing was Missouri winning the SEC East. Coming off a 5-7 record and not even making a bowl, Gary Pinkel has been long scrutinized for his off-field behavior, i.e., you know, the DWI, a messy divorce, things like that. After all of that, his university stood by him, and now it is paying off. I feel if Missouri can do it, we can as well, especially with our resources and money. I am now off the fence and planted firmly on the keep Bo side because of what I saw this weekend, that good things come from sticking by someone you believe in. Kelly, thanks for the email.
You know, Missouri just missed a national championship not too long ago. They played Kansas in a very important game and won the game. Do you remember that, Doug, or not, when they won the football game and then ended up losing? Was that in the Big 12 championship game and then didn't even get a BCS bid?
Yeah, then they went and lost to Northwestern
in the
Alamo Bowl or something crazy
that.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of one of those, or Purdue, one of those where you just didn't even want to be a part of it. Yeah, good for Missouri. They still got to get by Auburn. We've got that for you Saturday afternoon. Big Ten game I think is going to be intriguing. I'm sorry, I was rooting for Auburn. I was rooting for Michigan. I was rooting for the underdog. I sure didn't want to see three undefeated teams going into this weekend. I think the television people are just punching themselves in the eyes over the potential of Florida State and Ohio State, because I don't think it sells as well as the SEC. There's a lot of debate this morning. Why isn't Missouri getting a better shot at playing in the national title? Because their only loss was in double overtime without their quarterback, kind of using the, well, if Jameis Winston, if you don't think Florida State should be in, if he's not their quarterback, then you've got to put Missouri in, because they didn't have their quarterback and only lost in double overtime and are that away from being undefeated. So that SEC championship game, I think, has a lot on the line, and I'm going to be truthful. I'm rooting for Michigan State Saturday night.
Oh, I am too. No doubt about it. I just think that that would be great. You know, I'll tell you what, Doug, there was a huge upset, you know, this week and didn't get talked about much. But that's Penn State going into Wisconsin and winning that game.
25-point underdog. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And you know what's the other thing, Doug, about South Carolina? You look at the impact they had on the national championship picture this year. You know, and I'm going to be honest about this. We told everybody on our show in September that Central Florida was a really good football team. Yeah. And they only got beat by 3 points to South Carolina. South Carolina also beat Missouri. Those teams both have one loss, and South Carolina had that. And I don't know where Central Florida would be at if they were undefeated, but they would be sitting there about 6 or 7. And they would be in that area. They'd be way ahead of Northern Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as an undefeated team because of who they played and, you know, beating a good Louisville team and some people like that on there. But so South Carolina had a huge impact on the picture this year.
Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Tim's in Kearney standing by. Tim, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, just a Monday. It's a Monday. What do you think?
Monday. Hey, from your last comment caught me right. You think Notre Dame's rethinking getting rid of what's his name that's at Central Florida now because he lied on his resume?
Yeah.
He's a darn good
George Leahy,
coach.
Yeah.
He is. You know, my throat's still sore from yelling at Brady Hoke saying, don't go for two. Don't go for two. I mean, do you guys honestly think that back against Miami, if the rules now were then that you could go to overtime, I mean, why let your whole season and the whole game ride on that one play? Give yourself 4 downs. You know what I mean? You start at the 25, don't you, in college?
Yeah.
I
don't know. I think, Tim, I'm going to disagree with you here, and I understand your point, but I think Ohio State was the much better football team, and they were just going to continue to score in overtime. I think I didn't like the play call, but going for two, that's what I'd have done. I mean, you got your shot. You got your one shot to beat Ohio State. You played the whole game, and Michigan's not a great football team this year. I would have went for two. I mean, they didn't have anything to lose, Tim. I mean, if they were both undefeated, or if this was to go to the Rose Bowl, yeah, then maybe that's a little bit different scenario. But your point, you know, hey, it's flipped a coin. Some people think one thing, some people think the other.
Well, I agree with you. You know, they had the momentum and stuff, but you know, Michigan hadn't really stopped Ohio State's running game, but what's his name? Gardner was in the zone. I mean, the coaches said what he needed to do was hit his first couple passes to get his confidence. That dude, what he threw for 451 yards,
yeah.
I mean, they couldn't stop the passing. They had the spread going. I mean, I would have took my chances. You had 4 plays, you know? I mean, I'm a gambler, but, man, when it comes down to that one play, oh, man, I don't know what happened to us, and I was yelling and screaming, and I seen it work. You know, hey, I disagree with you. You got to root for Ohio State because we cannot let Alabama go and play for 3 straight national championships.
Alabama's not going anywhere. They're fourth. The Auburn?
Well, they were talking this morning on Mike and Mike that if Ohio State and Florida State both
if Florida State loses,
they could get back in there.
Yeah, if Florida State loses, then I'm all bets are off there.
Yeah, I agree, Tim.
We're the only team to play for 3 straight, and we should have won the first one against Florida State because I've seen that game several times, and there was no clipping on that kickoff return.
Tim, you're exactly right. Hey, Tim, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah.
Take care.
It's a good job, Tim.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's so fun to sit back and just reminisce and talk sports because going back to – and that's special for Nebraska fans. Yeah, we don't want Alabama in there. I mean, Alabama, I don't know. Then you can discuss – I mean – God, that's a tough way to get beat. That's a tough way to get beat for Alabama the other night.
Well, there's no doubt that's a tough way to lose a game. There's a lot of teams that lost tough games this year at the gun.
Yeah, not quite like that, man. Not quite like that.
How do you think
that.
Northwestern yeah. fills on their Hail Mary that not, happened Nebraska beat them like, on?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, it just doesn't. I mean, this is for – that cost Alabama a chance at history. National championship. I thought it was a horrible decision by Nick Saban, but I'm not a coach. You know, you rolled the dice. We saw Nebraska win a game on a 57-yarder that meant something to get to where they needed
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, but they were behind. You know, like you say.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're behind, you have. I mean, you're not really rolling the dice. Yeah. I mean, if the game's tied, you're rolling the dice. I mean, so a lot of people make mistakes that they try to go 90 yards in 30 seconds. And they end up throwing an interception or doing something incorrect. So, yeah, you're right. Sometimes when you take that risk. But a lot of people don't stop and think, hey, what could be the worst possible scenario?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. Here's the best possible scenario, but what's the worst possible scenario?
We're Alabama. Ain't no way we're going to. We're Alabama. There's no way they're going to run that back. Hey, we're going to be back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth to talk to Tom Chattel of the Omaha World Herald, Scott Steinbrook of the Kearney High Boys Basketball Program. He's the head coach as they get ready to start their season, embark on some new competition. So we'll talk with him about their season. Also, get to your emails, your tweets, your Facebook comments, your phone calls. Keep them coming. We love to hear from you, and we'll be right back.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Grab your holiday shopping list and hurry into Lowe's for incredible Black Friday deals throughout the store and save on the gifts they'll love this Christmas. Take $50 off the Kobalt 7 1/4-inch sliding miter saw and the Kobalt 18-volt cordless lithium-ion drill, now just $79 each. Plus, deck the halls and save 20% on all artificial Christmas trees. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid 11/28 through 12/2 while supplies last. Excludes indoor-outdoor porch and potted Christmas trees.
I'm a good gift giver. No, a fantastic gift giver. What do I get in return? An unnecessary cheek pinch. I deserve more. So this year, I'm giving Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. For every $25 I spend, I can get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. So the next time I hear, oh, that's so sweet, it better be referring to honey barbecue sauce.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Valid in restaurant. Participating U.S. locations only. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. Ends 11:59 p.m. Eastern time on December 31st, 2013. See official rules at buffalowildwings.com for...
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Monday night, Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks host Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Hi, this is Scott Graham of Westwood One. Join Kevin Harlan and Dan Fouts from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in Seattle for all the action. Can the Seahawks inch closer to wrapping up home field advantage in the NFC playoffs? Or will the Saints hand Seattle their first home loss of the season? Tune in to find out. Saints, Seahawks. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down,
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Christmas time. That's what happens every time Thanksgiving passes. Then you get ready for Christmas time. A great gift for someone in your family, or maybe just a gift for your entire family, is waiting for you at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Whether it's new bedding, whether it's something new for the kitchen, maybe it's just a new living room set, sofa, recliner. So many great brand names and free professional delivery, setup, and haul away with easy credit terms, which is always important when it comes to Christmas time, making sure that you can get what you want and you can pay for it and not be, you know, run over with those big prices, because with all of their quantity buying and freight charges, just like the big chains, they can take care of you at that small town, family-owned business, price and attitude. They take care of each customer individually. Stop by and see them today or check them out online at brucefurniture.com. Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
Tom Chattel, the Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show after a weekend that maybe wasn't quite as crazy as some of us thought it would be. There was some anticipation that obviously there could be more happening with the football program, but I guess it just depends on which side of the fence you're on, if you're happy this morning or not. Tom, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Are you surprised that everything, or is the water calm right now?
Yeah, I think it's everything's back to normal, I guess, if whatever normal is. We got a coach, and they're moving on to the bowl game and next season. So I guess it's like Friday never happened.
I guess what a lot of fans, a lot of the columnists, a lot of the radio talk show guys are talking about, there's still that lingering question of what Sean Eichhorst's actual statement meant. It sounds like Bo's safe past the bowl game, but how long is he safe? What's he got to do in the future? And Coach Pelini alluded to this. You can't constantly have this hanging over your head. What do you think his status is, and what do you think Sean's going to do after the bowl game?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't say it, did he? He gave us a very generic statement, so I think you have to take it for what it is. I mean, I nobody knows Sean Eichhorst, so there's no track record there. There's no... you know, you can't really say, well, he might do this or that, but the idea that you make a change after a bowl game is absolutely ludicrous. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm assuming he wouldn't do something stupid like that. And so I assume that they was going to keep Bo all along. And what happened Friday was not a big deal for him. And, so on and so forth. I'd like to hear from him about more about the program and more about what he saw Friday. I think a lot of Nebraskans would, but that's not going to happen.
Talking with Tom Chattel of the Omaha World Herald. Check out the articles online at omaha.com if you get a chance. Some good stuff out there. Mr. Cordes put a little article out there. You guys had got some comments from Tom Osborne. How much is his involvement still a big part of everything that's going on at the university? There's so much backstory here. Do you think he still has a say in anything?
Oh, I think he could. Do I think that? I don't know. I think Tom certainly wants Bo to do well and wants Bo to stay. So does that mean he makes some phone calls? I don't know. I would hope he would not get involved, but. You just never know. He has a lot of powerful friends. So, but I guess we just have to take it all on face value that a lot of the boosters are happy with things and the AD is happy with things. And so there's no talking about changing the way they play or anything like that. I think they're just running it off as they had injuries and they're youth and they're going to be better next year.
Tom, in your column, an interesting point that has been brought up. You simply said a lot of people want to blame the media for the speculation. Fair enough. Can you expand on that? Do you think there is some blame in what everybody does in the state of Nebraska covering this football team?
Well, I can only speak for myself, and there's only a lot of people on our paper who have columns and opinions, and I have no control of those people. I'm not the sports editor. I'm not the charge of anything except myself. So I have really tried to stay out of the thing and just kind of let it happen. But you know, sometimes you do have to write about it. It does take a life of its own. I think I think things can in today's world. I pick up steam, but I still think it went back to the audio tape release in September, and you know, the lack of support there from the AD and the chancellor after that. It was just sort of a, okay, he's back, he's our guy, see you later. You know, he didn't punish him, and here's why, because Tom said he knew, and we'll see you later. So it took 2 days to do that. So I always find that a little curious, that maybe that wasn't quite with what they were hoping for. But in terms of, you know, I don't know. I always thought that there was something else that they were trying to do that they couldn't get done. I mean, it's just another thing that just kind of, you have to make your own judgment there. You have to make your own guess. But so I think the speculation to me, for me, kind of started there with that then. And, you know, I will say that Sean Eichhorst never said anything either way all year. So if you came up with the idea that he was on the hot seat or in trouble, you know, it was based on a theory, basically, because they never said anything. So, but I sort of, like I said, after the audio tape, I thought, I think something is not right here. But it picked up steam. But I really think Sean Eichhorst has. It's great to have a policy. I understand the policy, but if you're the CEO of this department, you're going to manage it. And you need to be able to step outside your policy to take care of the program. I mean, I thought he could have managed that a little bit. If he knew all along that he was going to keep Bo, why not come out after the Penn State game or 2 weeks ago? I mean, what was going to change? You know, the Iowa game, there's a trophy and it's a rivalry, but it's not a game that you fire a coach over. Now, I thought, well, the Action Center Friday, I thought that might happen. But I'm just saying, and maybe that's why you wait till the end of the year. You never know what he's going to do after the game. But I thought Friday what he did was sort of a reaction to not getting support from the AD. So maybe that could have been squashed by getting support last week.
Talk with Tom.
That makes sense.
Yeah, one more thing, then we'll move on to actually the team and the bowl game here in the last couple minutes. Tom Chattel, Omaha World Herald, with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I had this brought up to me quite a bit over the last 48 hours. Is there one person that's in charge? Is it Sean Eichhorst? Is it Harvey Perlman? Is it the Board of Regents? When it comes down to any decision, who makes that call?
Well, it's Sean Eichhorst, and then he has to have it approved. I mean, the regents and Harvey Perlman are sitting around trying to figure out what they're going to do about football. That's not their area. I mean, they pay attention to it, but that's the AD's call, and he certainly does that. I don't think there's going to be any decisions made without, you know, not checking on things. I'm checking the mood and knowing how the chancellor feels, knowing how the regents would feel, you know. But you know, none of these things are done fast. And maybe that's what we saw this weekend. This is not the kind of thing you want to do fast. So, I think it's definitely Sean's show. And, you know, but that's why I'd like to hear more about what he saw and what he thought, what he's thinking.
Despite the loss, it may work out for Nebraska. A lot of the columns that have been written the last 2 weeks, you included, about where Nebraska would go to a bowl game instead of going to the Outback and playing maybe a top 12 SEC team again. It looks like Nebraska is going to face an old Big 12 foe. What's the best scenario for Nebraska on Sunday, and do you think things will go smoothly, I guess, in this month as far as getting a good opponent and having a reason to play that last game? They're so banged up.
Yeah, I think you heal. You go to Phoenix. You have a sold out crowd that's excited to be somewhere different. And you know, you throw in Texas in the mix there. Then it's a perfect scenario. I mean, that would probably, for Husker fan, being able to beat Texas in a bowl game would probably be as good an ending as you could have in a season. So, it may be better. So. If that's how it works out, and it certainly looks like it could work out that way, I think that'd be great.
Tom, what do you think the future is for this football team with the as far as on the field? The guys that they're losing, looking ahead towards 2014, it seems like there'll be some progression here, the possible progression, schedule, all that kind of thing. You got any early thoughts on 2014 now?
Well, there's a lot back, and you keep the staff together, and there can be continuity, and they can build on what they've done at the end of the season. Now, what they did Friday wasn't very good. They kind of came out flat, I thought, but especially after the Penn State win. But it starts a quarterback. Who's the quarterback going to be? Tommy Armstrong got hurt at the end, but he was healthy. I never thought he really took command of the job. I mean, so is it him and is Stanton? Is it somebody else? I was talking about the kid out your way. He might get in the next spring. So, Bulls will see. But they've got the running. A great All American type running back, offensive line. Some of those guys, I got reps, so they're not going to be totally inexperienced. The defense will be experienced now, and they have a big time corner. They lose Baptiste. They're gonna lose another one. He's a playmaker, though. I have to replace him. You look at special teams, and I think strength and conditioning is now under the spotlight. Somebody getting hurt. Can they dominate somebody on the offensive line or defensive line? Can they get that? They got to go to Wisconsin, Michigan State, Northwestern, and Iowa. Those are four. I think those are four pretty tough road games. See what you want about Northwestern, but that's. I think it'll be a hard game too, and then they go to Fresno and they got Miami here. So there's a lot of games that could go either way. Right, just off the top of my head, but I would think it would probably look a lot like any other season. I don't know if it's the championship team. I think it's this team that'll probably challenge to go back to the Cap Winner Outback Bowl.
Tom Chattel, Omaha World Herald. Last question, Tom. It's not always football. Now that football kind of dies down for a couple of weeks, what are you most looking forward to? Is it the volleyball run? Is it Husker basketball with the ACC Challenge? Or are you going to put an eye on the NFL, or are you just going to take a nap?
Yeah, no, there's no nap for me. I'm not around my house. I certainly need one. Volleyball, I can't quite make out is this a Final Four team, or is it, I'm still too young. There's no shame in losing to Penn State, but the Purdue one was probably kind of baffling. They had a good year, and I think they're poised to make a run. They're going to have a lot of home games the next 2 weeks, so. That bodes well. Maybe they can figure out a way to get to the Final Four. That'd be worth watching. Nebraska-Creighton basketball next Sunday in Omaha. Creighton losing a couple kind of takes the edge off it a little bit for me. Nebraska's got Miami on Wednesday night. That'll be fun to watch. You know, they've had their ups and downs. They're going to be, you know, here and there for a while. But yeah, it's winter. It's here, and let's figure out if we're going to Phoenix or not.
All right, Tom. We always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
You bet, Tom. Tom Chattel, Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And if you miss any of our interviews at any time, you can check them out on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Trent fires off. Good thing you brought Tom on. He sounded annoyed that Bo was staying. The only way you should get rid of Bo is if you have 100% for sure home run hire. To me, it sounds as if Sean Eichhorst wasn't concerned with how our season was going. 8-4 is a good season, considering we lost two captains on offense, both first-team Big Ten players. By the way, look how the defense improved. Don't just keep Bo, back off him. Sheesh. Go Big Red from Trent. Trent, thanks for the email. There you go. Anything to add?
Well, the only thing I thought, of course, I couldn't ask a question because it was tape, but the thing that I got out of this, he was more disappointed in Sean Eichhorst than he is Bo Pelini. He was upset with the way he handled it, and he didn't come out and support Bo because there were plenty of games to let him know that, hey, we're supporting you. The thing that I felt was interesting on it was the reason you don't come out and you say you support Bo is just in case he has a firing incident on the sideline or loses his temper at a press conference. And if you want to avoid that, you would try to say, hey, I'm here, I'm brand new, I know you don't know who I am very well, you're not getting any feedback from me, this is who I am, but I'm just letting you know in a private meeting or some type of meeting without going to the public. So I thought Chattel was understands Nebraska very well and how Nebraska people think. The one thing people keep talking about 8-4. Hey, we went 8-4, we went 8-4, we went 8-4, and hey, that's good enough, 8-4 is good enough. I try to look at the season and break it down to, you know, we had four games we won and four games we lost by double digits. And we won four games by over double digits. How did we do in the games that were 3 points, 4 point games? Well, we went 4-0 in those. We beat Wyoming by 3. We beat Northwestern by 4. We beat Penn State in overtime. And mm-hmm. we beat Michigan in the last second. Mm-hmm. So we went 4-0 in those games. A lot of times you'll go 2-2 in those. Normally you'll go 2-2 in those games. But sometimes you catch some breaks and you go 4-0 in those games. Could you imagine if we'd have gone 0-4 in those games?
Oh.
Because then you're looking at a 4-8 team.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's the one thing is, and the other thing is in Nebraska, we're talking NCAA championships in football. And if there's a playoff, we like to be involved in those things. All right, there's a 4-team playoff now. Okay, if there was an 8-team playoff, Nebraska's not in it. If there's a 16-team playoff, Nebraska's not in it. And unbelievable, if there was a 32-team playoff this year, we're not in it. That's an amazing stat to me. And that's what we've got to be looking at with the program. Those are the things Eichhorst has got to be looking at, very important. And the improvement, I mean, we cannot continue to be out of a 32-team playoff. Nebraska is not made not to make the 32-team playoffs. You know, that's a key. And we haven't been in the top 25 for a while. So, you know, that I think that's a very important. A bowl game, a big bowl game victory would be great. And, hey, I hope Bo turns this thing around. But it's not heading the correct direction. Now, I mean, I didn't think Iowa and Minnesota were going to be that good this year. I did not know at the beginning of the season that Iowa and Minnesota was going to be that good. Did you? I mean,
I knew the comments were Minnesota is going to be a good team. At the time, like I said, man, so that means they're going to be better than Iowa in the division?
Correct.
I mean, let's face it. This division, Northwestern, really got popped in the chin. How do they feel? Are they calling for Pat Fitzgerald's head?
You're right.
No, they're not calling for his head. They realize what happened. Bad breaks, sold it out, game day, top 10, and then they never won another game until this last weekend. I mean, yikes. They're not calling for his head. It's amazing That's why you play the games.
Right.
Somebody's going to get better, and somebody's going to stub their toe, and we can go into that whole dictionary and that whole pamphlet of why things happen to each team. And Nebraska had to overcome so many things this year. It's amazing that a couple of the games they did win.
Yeah, you know, my only disappointment with the game, the one thing in the Iowa game was this, the punt team, and we talked about this on the show on Wednesday. That Nebraska does a very good job, very poor job of returning punts. They get in trouble all the time returning punts. And if I'm the AD in an 8-man school in the state of Nebraska, and my head football coach is letting our players call fair catches inside the 10, let alone inside the 5, we're going to have a discussion about that. About, hey, let's get this thing fixed. You know, so that was something, you know, and the poor fake punt call, you know, I mean, you're rolling the dice there. I mean, it didn't work, so everybody can say
exactly.
Something about it. But fair catching inside the 10, I mean, let alone inside the 5. That's got to get fixed, and it's got to get fixed in a hurry.
As we were talking at the stadium, poor Jordan Westerkamp, you know, he let it go, and it takes a bad bounce, and then, you know, he gets his butt chewed, so he's going to catch the next one. And then he looks down and goes, oh, crap, I'm standing on the 3-yard line.
He would have caught that if it had been 2 yards deep in the end zone.
I think so.
That he was that concentrated on it.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a touchback, by the way, even though you have picked a fair catch. But he'd have caught it inside 2 yards deep in the end zone, which is amazing because you can fumble that thing, too.
By the way, the official bowl selection show is Sunday when they announce everything. It really, really looks like Nebraska's going to the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl down in Arizona, and that would be on Saturday, December the 28th at night, a 9:15 Central Time kickoff. 9:15 Central Time kickoff, Saturday, December the 28th, and flights even out of Grand Island on Allegiant down there are already starting to skyrocket a little bit. But it could be fun. I think this there's no pressure. Go down, beautiful environment, beautiful weather. The game's on a Saturday. No matter how you want to get there, you can do your if you're going to do Christmas on Christmas. Heck, you can get down there and be back if you want to, or you can spend New Year's there. Heck, all kinds of opportunities. So a great chance for a little vacation. If not, hey, join Colin and the gang over at the Chicken Coop for lunch. Or go down, watch the game, the NFL, whatever it is. They're open 7 days a week. Wishing you happy holidays. And in case you've got the Monday blues, you can be cheered up with what should be a great Monday night football game tonight between the Saints and Seahawks. The Chicken Coop, every Monday night during football season, has the Coop Koozie, only $5. And then what do you put in the Coop Koozie? 12-ounce cold ones. And how much do they cost you? $1. $1! From 7 to 12. What can you get for $1? You can't even get a soda for $1. Bottled water, it's hard to get for $1. $5 koozie all night, put a 12-ounce cold one in there. It's only $1 each. And, of course, you can't watch football without tasty boneless wings, 40 cents a piece with your favorite flavor every Monday night. And if you can't wait until tonight, how about lunch? Every Monday, juicy steak sandwich is their special and your choice of side for only $6.99. You can't find a better deal anywhere. So whether it's for food, whether it's for fun with the family, maybe playing some video games or playing some pool or darts or foosball, whatever it is, just relaxing. They're there for you at the Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. We'll talk a little basketball with Kearney Boys coach Kat Steinbrück right after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
When you buy a gift for a guy, there are 3 simple rules. If it needs to be hand washed, it's not getting washed. If it's a scented candle, it better smell like bacon. And if it's from Napa, he's gonna love it. So come to Napa and get him a Gear Wrench 5-piece ratcheting wrench set or a Carlisle 19-in-1 ratcheting driver bit set. Each just $19.99. Hand washed. Who does that? At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 12/31/13.
Okay, gigantic wireless company, I'm breaking up with you, and I'm switching to Net10 Wireless. With their Bring Your Own Phone plan, I can keep my phone, my number, even my 4G LTE network, and still cut my monthly phone bill in half. It's not you, it's me. Okay, it's mostly you.
The Bring Your Own Phone plan from Net10 Wireless. Unlimited data, text, and talk, including 2.5 gigabytes of high-speed data each month on America's largest and best networks. Just $50 a month. Available at stores nationwide and at net10byop.com. Month equals 30 days. Certain restrictions apply. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at Net.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mix of clouds and some sunshine in our forecast for today with a warm high near 61 degrees. And we'll have partly cloudy skies tonight with lows down to 33. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Dynasty. Right now it's 54.
Somebody bring me back some money, please.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Over the weekend, how will the Bulls fare this season without Derrick Rose? 60% said make the playoffs, but go out in the first or second round. 30% said they'll miss the playoffs, and 10% said there'll be a lottery. They'll be so bad that they're going to get a lottery pick. Yikes. Our Midtown Mark question brought to you by Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. If both Florida State and Ohio State win their conference championships, who should play for the BCS national title? Well, should it be Florida State and Ohio State, or should the one-loss SEC champ get in? You can vote on ESPNSuperstation.com. That's a no-brainer. Florida State and Ohio State both win. They should get in. And I am putting some stock in something that I don't usually put stock in, Ohio State being undefeated over two seasons. I'm actually putting a little stock in that. You can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Would you rather see one of the SEC teams in there?
Well,
I mean, if you could get any matchup you wanted, there's five teams left: Alabama, Auburn, Missouri, Florida State, Ohio State. What's the one you would want? What's the one you want to see? Because Oregon and Baylor's high-powered offense are out. Everybody wanted to see them in there. They're out. What do you like?
Right now, I got to see a Florida State and Ohio State. If Notre Dame gets in last year, and because they're undefeated, you can't bypass Ohio State now. I mean, we all knew Notre Dame, and so they sure knew that in Las Vegas that they shouldn't be in the game. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's the way it goes. Ohio State's did what they needed to do. You play 12 games, and you win 12. You know, so, I mean, you know.
Husker fans still have something to cry about. Give me some more Jay-Z, because I know he's still on a Jay-Z hangover. That's Scott Steinbrook, the head basketball coach of the Kearney High Bearcats. How was it? Did the lights come back on?
The lights came back on. I tell you what. You know, for people that may or may not even know who that is, the guy is a superstar, and he's an entertainer, and it was definitely worth the trip.
I'll tell you what, Pink to Elton John to Jay-Z, man, they got it all going on down there.
You know, they do, and I think that was one of their great marketing plans, is that they're going to tap into every genre of music, and, you know, when you're talking 10,000 to 15,000 people at every one of those shows, you know, they're doing something right down there.
Well, let's talk about you. We've got all these Jamboree games, and for the folks that don't know what that is, the NSAA wants to raise some money for the Hall of Fame or different causes, and this was a way that they could do that. Plus, it's basically a preseason game for any high school squad that wants to do it. There are a ton of them tonight. You guys played Holdridge already. Tell us how that went.
Well, you know, that's always a good matchup for us. You know, when we first started doing this 3 or 4 years ago, we didn't want to play anybody that's on our regular season schedule. So right away, that eliminates a whole lot of teams. You know, all the Class A teams from the area. You know, so obviously we had a good relationship with Holdridge when Mark Armstrong was our athletic director, him coming from Holdridge, so that was a natural fit for us. And it was a fun game with Drake Browning being the first-time head coach there. He's a good friend, and he's going to do good things there. But it gives both of our teams a chance to kind of just – it's a dress rehearsal, everything from bus behavior to how your uniform fits to, you know, getting as many guys in the game as you can. And we got accomplished what we set out to get accomplished. You know, we really tried to tell our kids that it wasn't about the result on the scoreboard. And that's hard to convince 16 high school kids that it's not about the scoreboard, but we wanted to work on some things that we think we needed to work on, and we got all 16 guys in the game, got our JVs some time out there, and so it was a good night of basketball for us, and hopefully Holdridge got something out of it as well.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game myself, Coach. Jim Langan here. Hey, tell us a little bit about your point guard.
You know, Damian for us is a 3-year starter, varsity player as a freshman, was our backup point guard then. So, you know, he's a pretty important guy for us in terms of just having a good veteran senior leader. Anybody that's seen us play knows that our tempo of our game is created by, you know, how our point guard handles it. And we second half against Holdridge the other night, we kind of got some transition baskets going. And again, that's a credit to Damian and the pace that he plays at. And looking ahead to Friday night against Bellevue West, he's going to carry a load for us. He's going to have to handle their full court pressure and deal with the relentlessness of their defense to get us into our sets in the half court.
You know, and Brian Art missed the entire last season, and I thought he looked really good at times.
Yeah, Brian's a kid that, you know, a lot of people know him as a football guy, and he's a darn good football player. But he's a guy last year that as a sophomore, had he not broken his leg, I mean, you would have had an opportunity to compete for playing time, compete for maybe even a starting position as a sophomore. You know, he's 6'3", 6'4", probably 240 pounds, and he's a load out there. He's just a big, strong kid, and I think people will appreciate his athleticism and how agile he is, good hands and good feet, you know, seeing a guy of that size move as well as he does. And that gives us just another big body for defensive reasons on the boards, and he finished a lot of bunnies around the hoop the other night, too.
Talking with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. They tip off the season this Friday night at home against Bellevue West. Kind of fill us in on the rest of the team, Coach. You got some new faces and some starting spots that are open.
Yeah, we have 6 returning letterers from last year. We talked about Damian Austin, Brian Birchall, Peyton Pocock, David Erickson, Dakota Schreiner, and Brady Johnson. Those guys all played fairly meaningful minutes for us last year at the varsity level. And then Brian Arp was a guy that, you know, we would have played and would have lettered last year. You know, so we feel pretty good right now that, you know, we got some nice veteran guys returning with those 4 seniors. The key for us, and the sooner we can get this figured out, the better, is once you get beyond those 7 guys, you know, what do guys 8 through 12 look like? We need depth. Playing Friday nights and Saturday nights, those back-to-back nights and stuff, you got to play more than 7 guys. And so there's a lot of great competition going on right now. We dressed 16 guys for the Holdridge game. Obviously, we're not going to dress 16 at the varsity level for Friday and Saturday night of this week, but we need to get to 10 or 12, and we need to, you know, start getting some of those other sophomores and juniors ready to roll to play at a high level. And again, starting again tonight, there's a lot of competition for a lot of spots, and I think that's healthy. That our numbers are strong, and the competition is good, and the guys are pushing one another, and I think everybody's getting better as a result.
You know, I thought just watching it, of course, I reffed one of your scrimmages and then watched the other one. I thought Dakota Schreiner and Peyton Pocock did a good job of taking care of the basketball and not turning it over, not trying to force things. And then when they had their open shot, they took it. But, they, you know, everybody was kind of getting that ball to Damian Austin and letting him run with what he wanted to do. So I thought the continuity looked good, too. Well, your feelings and thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. You know, and those wing spots, you know, we started Birchall, Pocock, and Schreiner kind of at our 2, 3, and 4, which basically means we're playing 4 guards and 1 post. The advantage that all those wings have for us right now is they're playing with a pretty good 1 and a pretty good 5 who's going to draw a crowd there. So whether it's transition, penetrate, and kick, or whether it's post entries and, you know, skip the ball out on a double team, you know, our wings are going to have opportunities, you know, to hit open perimeter shots, probably more so than they had last year, because last year we ran a lot of five-out motion, and our five-man was more of a perimeter player. But this year with a couple true back to the basket post players, you know, those wings, first and foremost, they got to run the floor, and we want them to shoot open three-point shots. But like you said, they also have to take care of the ball. Now, taking care of the ball against Aldridge is going to be a little different than taking care of the ball against Bellevue West. Just the level of athleticism, the size, the length that Bell West is going to put on the court, that's going to be an even steeper test than it was on Saturday night.
Yeah, just kind of expand on that. Scott Steinbrick with us for the last minute, the opening. Again, folks probably remember this, talking about this at district time last year, but the schedule is different. There's no Hayes, Kansas. Most of the Class B schools are off the schedule. The Class A coaches have kind of come to an agreement on it, two or three things, and there will be some metro schools coming to Kearney, Grand Island, North Platte, and then returning out to Omaha. It's about a 50-50 deal, but you've got Bellevue West on Friday, and then either Lincoln Southeast or Millard West on Saturday. Just kind of talk about the opening weekend.
Yeah, that, you know, there's a lot of things I'll miss about the Hayes Kansas tournament. You know, for 25, 30 years, that's where Kearney's always gone. So we're kind of sad to see that go, because it was a real fun road trip, kind of a good chance to get the kids on the road away from everything and start your season. But there's also a lot of positives about having a team like Bellevue West come into our home court on the opening Friday night of the season. I think our kids are excited about that. And I think, honestly, that change in schedule has fueled our kids in the off season and open gyms and scrimmages and weight room and in their preparation, knowing that our schedule is as tough as it's ever been in the history of Kearney High basketball. When you're talking about Southeast, Millard West, two state tournament teams from last year, and then Bellevue West, who, when the preseason rankings come out, I would be shocked if they weren't the preseason top five team. They basically graduated one kid off of a team that had a real strong finish to the year last year. So, you know, it's right out of the gates here. We got to be ready to roll. It's a little comforting knowing that we have, you know, a lot of experience coming back, you know, especially at the guard position. So when you're playing against teams like that, you have to take care of the ball and you have to get good shots. But our kids are excited. They'll be up to the challenge, and we'll have to play well to stay competitive in both of our games this weekend.
We'll have Friday's games right here on ESPN Radio as the Bearcats tip the season off with Bellevue West. And, Jimmy, they get the entire state covered. They have games at Omaha Bryan, Omaha Creighton Prep, and then, of course, the GNAC tournament is out in Scotts Bluff this year. So a lot of miles to go for these
boys.
You
know, a lot of the GNAC is really happy they get to go to Scotts Bluff. And they get to go January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. There's a lot of things to do in Scotts Bluff during those 3 days. And I'm sure on the 4th, you guys, if you could stay one more night and maybe not come back till like the 5th or 6th, you'll probably do that, right?
Oh, no.
Well, I tell you what, I hear there's a lot of tourist attractions out there. So, you know, we're hoping for nice weather. We'll take the kids up and do a little hiking in the sand hills there and go see some of the sites there. But, yeah, that we definitely are putting miles on the old Bearcat bus. But good thing we have nice, good kids that that are fun to be around.
Well, Scotty, we'll let you get back to the work at hand and appreciate the chat. Best of luck this season.
Yep, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You bet. Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach at Kearney High, will continue to catch up with Kearney and Hastings and Grand Island and area coaches as this winter sports season gets going. And, of course, I mentioned that. There's also the whatever they call it now, the Hastings Shootout is what it used to be, but Kearney Catholic and GICC and Wood River Centura, there's a team from Australia that's back this year. They're going to be playing in it, and we've got part of that to cover. We'll be at the Kearney High Wrestling Invite on Saturday as they get ready for their opening to the season. So a lot going on as the winter sports season begins this weekend. And with winter upon us, that means you should have everything, for the most part, finished up in your field. Now, this is the last nice day. It's going to get nasty after today weather-wise. So as you've pulled out all the crops and you put the pivot off to the side and you're figuring out how things went this year, you know whether it's time for a new pivot or whether it's time to make a change or whether it says T&L and you're happy as a lark out there. Because if you're tired of electric pivot repair hassles, failed gearboxes, and micro switches when you least expect it, then you can make life easier on you by making the switch to a hydrostatically powered T&L pivot system. Their safe, hydrostatically powered design provides continuous movement to eliminate all these hassles. So go online to TLIRR.com or visit your friendly local T&L dealer today and discover how you can get lasting value and decades of dependability by switching to a T&L pivot system. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven hydraulic technology that works. We're back with more after this.
Surviving the holidays and maintaining your waistline takes more than willpower, unless you've got Complete Nutrition on your side. If it's stress, appetite control, or just having the peace of mind knowing you'll make it through the holidays without packing on the pounds, just come into Complete Nutrition today. We have custom plans and products that'll be focused on you. For a limited time, you can play our scratch card game and win big. You can even get your entire purchase for free. You're guaranteed to win at least 25%, maybe 50%, 75%, or even 100% off your entire purchase. Lose the stress, avoid the guilt, and be in control of your health this season. Stop into Complete Nutrition today to play our guaranteed to win scratch card game for 25%, 50%, 75%, even 100% off your entire purchase. Hurry in before this offer runs out.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today we honor the following party invite posted by Nate.
Sup, homies and homettes. This holiday office party is going to be off the chizzy for Rizzy. We're going to get the party started with some sick gingerbread house decorating. Then we'll get down to some legit jams with some sweet carol singing. And if you didn't think this party could get any more ill, everyone is going to walk away with some serious swag from our White Elephant gift exchange. But keep it under $5, yo.
In honor of the important things you do, Sprint brings you these great deals. Get our best-selling Android tablet, the new Samsung Galaxy Tab 3, for just $49.99 this holiday season. And now through Monday, get the new Samsung Galaxy S4 Mini for free after a $50 mail-in rebate. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com today.
Phone offer valid 11/28/13 to 12/2/13. Tablet offer ends 1/23/14. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination. Plan price excludes taxes and Sprint surcharges.
From the Casper family to yours, Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed dealer, wishes you a warm and wonderful holiday and a bright and beautiful new year.
Here's hoping your holidays are the best ever. The family of Zorp Farms offers this wish for a beautiful holiday season and a new year of peace and happiness. Season's greetings to you and yours.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, wishing you the happiest of holidays from Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Always great deals, always great financing, and of course, they always are there for you. You don't have to pick and choose at Midway. You can get everything. You can get the rebates, you can get the cash back, you can get anything you want that is desirable online at thinkmidway.com. Maybe you're not even in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, but you know at the end of the year that's time to move some taxes, maybe get a gift, maybe it's just time that you're out of the field to go get a new farm truck or whatever the case may be for your family. Midway is there for you, and you can see their complete inventory at the all-new thinkmidway.com. thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Stop by, see the friendly folks, and that way you will be ready to go for 2014. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Sean fires us off a tweet. Jimmy, he goes, the last BCS championship game should be two SEC schools again. Missouri beats Auburn. Michigan State knocks off Ohio State. Duke beats Florida State. That way you've got Alabama and Missouri for the championship. Blah.
How do you think Auburn like to play Alabama again?
Oh, no way.
You know, Auburn beats Missouri. No way. Let's just go play again.
No way. No.
No. No, that rematch ship has sailed. No one wants that rematch.
That ship has sailed.
There's only one team that wants the rematch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no one else wants it.
Who do you think's the best team in the nation? I mean, honestly, regardless of
Florida State.
You think so?
Yeah, I have said it for forever. I can show you my cell phone and prove it to you here real quick.
It's Alabama.
Florida State.
It's Alabama, and we all know it.
You got to be kidding me.
It's Alabama, and we all know it. Alabama. I mean, if they played, then yay. We get. I mean, But I'm going, I think the sentiment, and I think most people still believe Alabama is the best team in college football. I mean, I just, that's the thing. I mean, like when Nebraska had that run, okay, they got clipped by a point here by Texas, or they got upset here. Nobody wants to play. I mean, seriously, the last team anybody wants to play right now is probably still Alabama.
Yeah, I tell you what, I really think Florida State, and I'm being honest about this, is just absolutely amazing. And I don't know quite how to explain how a team has done what they've done. I mean, every week, I mean, it's 35-0 at the quarter. I mean, and we're talking about, I mean, Clemson.
What were they, 25-1 at the beginning of the year? Florida State, or were they better than that?
Yeah, and I don't know if they were quite that long, but, you know, they didn't get enough credit for beating Northern Illinois as bad as they did. Yeah. You know, they beat Northern Illinois really bad in that bowl game, and Northern Illinois beat Iowa by 3. You know, Ohio State beat Iowa by 10, you know, and, you know, so, I mean, they're just, if you look at a couple games and how bad Florida State beat some pretty good teams and just that was over with so fast, that is absolutely amazing. That doesn't happen very often where somebody just goes out and takes care of business, 56-0, 56-3, you know, just every weekend.
Got a buddy of ours that has always had a friend in Vegas. Get him a Florida State ticket at the beginning of the year, like for the last, 8 years. Didn't get one this year.
Didn't buy the ticket.
Even with all that happened with Nebraska this weekend, two commits, high school defensive back in Chance Waz out of Texas, and then you got a stud JUCO defensive tackle out of Dodge City Community College, had 20-plus offers, 6'4", 315-pound Terrell Klinkscales. We'll talk more about that later this week with some of our Husker football experts. Nebraska volleyball will be hosting the NCAA opening round at the Devaney Center. If things go well, Nebraska could stay at home and then go to Seattle for the Final Four. Oregon and Miami, 4:30 Friday. Then Nebraska plays Fairfield, the Stags, out of the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. The winners will play on Saturday at 7. Then you just go across over to the Pinnacle Bank Arena for the regionals, the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 is what's coming up next if Nebraska can hang in there. All of a sudden, Creighton loses 2 basketball games. Don't like that. I mean, I always want to see them do well. Nebraska men and women, they didn't look good this weekend, but they've got the ACC Challenge coming up, so we'll see how that goes. Hastings College does look good. The men win 2. The women win their only game. UNK had the weekend off. Tri-City Storm play better, but Omaha, they're 17-3-2. I don't know how they do it, but they do. And they took 2 late ones from the Storm. The Storm have 3 games on the road this week. So the final high school football rankings came out as well, and there was some difference of opinion between the Huskerland Prep and Bob Jensen, along with the Omaha World Herald and the Lincoln Journal Star. Not as far as who the top 2 or 3 teams were in each class, but how it all played out down the road. But there were a ton of teams that were ranked at the end of the year. And here's who Bob had from the area ranked. All the state champions were number 1, so that's North in A. He had Grand Island 3rd. In B, Scott 1, York 2, Aurora 9th, McCook was 5th. C1, Cozad 1. Then he put Boone Central, Newman Grove, Gothenburg, Kearney Catholic, and Norfolk Catholic in the top 5. And had Adams Central 10th. Donovan Trumbull was number 1 in C2. St. Cecilia 5th. Blue Hill 9th. Sutton 10th. Exeter Milligan was number 1 in D1. Overton 7th. Elm Creek 9th. D2. Fall City Sacred Heart was number 1. Followed by Why Not and Giltner. They put Lawrence Nelson 6th. Amherst 8th. And Silver Lake, your state champion, finishes number 1 in 6-man. So some of the final football rankings released and some all-state volleyball and all that over the weekend. So congratulations to all those folks. Carrie Hofstetter, head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, will be among our guests tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Damon Day will slide in as our co-host. And then back to kind of the regular routine. No more Tony Harper and Daryl Morris for a little while. Husker Lunch is done for the season. So we'll be talking more basketball. Still have some of the same folks in. And, of course, always Jimmy Langan on Monday and Friday.
And we got all this NFL and college football. I mean, football, we still can talk football for a long time.
Oh, yeah, we're getting ready. A lot of more guests coming your way this week. If you miss any of it, go to the podcast. at ESPNSuperstation.com. We do want to thank Tom Chitello of the Omaha World Herald and Scott Steinbrook, Kearney High Boys basketball coach, for joining us today. Jimmy, we'll see you later this week.
Hey, and Doug, great job getting Chitello on. Perfect guy to have in this state.
Well, I'm glad that he gave us some good time today. We'll talk to you tomorrow, folks.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.